is rushing down on me like a landslide. Pain's falling from every side like a landslide. I'll get stubborn and sadness if it doesn't cause pain to save me. Don't you let me get caught up in this landslide.
Private Miller,
you've been smoking item 9 for 7 minutes and 13 seconds. We're going to ask you several questions.
How do you feel?
I feel like a slice of butter melting on top of a big old pile of flapjacks.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Oh, this trip worth a while. You see, she's got the kind of loving and a kissing. I'll make a man go stone wild. So I got to keep on walking. I got to walk on. Oh, oh, oh. I'm so tired. But I just can't lose my stride. I got 15 miles to go now. And I can hear my baby calling my name. It's as if as though I'm standing at a front door. Speed of mine. I got to keep on walking. Hey, woo! I got to walk on. Let me tell you, y'all, I'm so tired, but I just can't lose my stride. Woo! Come on, feet, don't fail me now.
You got that beat. from a fountain.
Like that takes a year to make 10 little songs, and they take 3 years to tour it, and then they want you to elect them to some kind of disgusting hierarchy. These guys just see it okay to, you know, just go to do those 80,000 seaters and keep milking and milking you. So it's not very musically ambitious for someone who seems to be so sincere.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
girl, what's on your mind? What are you trying to tell me now? Are you feeling sad too? Because money's low and everything seems to go wrong. Well, my shoes got a hole, but I can't stop now. I've been trying to reach my goal too long to give up on my journey. From a long time ago, through cries of blues, you can only lose. So hang on, girl, my shoes are on, but I can't stop now. I've been trying to reach my goal too long to give up on my journey. I'm
I just think they're just one of the examples of how music has been made into a travesty over the years.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Yeah. Your voice is, they were tied up. Hamilton's Escarpment, 101.5 The Hawk.
Hey, it's Gunnar at Steel City Music here on The Hawk, and joining me right now is a very warm and fun person to talk to. I've known this lady for years, and she's always covered off on a whole other part of culture and radio here in the Hamilton area. She's a graduate of the radio broadcasting program, as far as I know, here at Mohawk College. She's one of the old-school radio show hosts that we've had at the C101.5 FM, but I don't know how far Lila goes back, and I'm going to ask her right now. Welcome to the show, Lila Miklos from Center Stage. Hi, buddy.
How's it going?
Good. I'm full of piss and vinegar here. I'm all kind of happy that you and I finally had a chance to hitch up, because back in July, I was trying to get a hold of you, and you were like, Jamie, I was lying in the bed, and I was listening to my show, and then there's a part I got to re-edit, and I got to send it back in, and I went, oh, she's having an anxiety attack over one of her shows. I get that. I'm going to leave her alone.
It wasn't quite that bad. It was one of those projects I was working right up to like the wee hours in the morning. And then I listened back to her and I was like, oh, that's a terrible edit. Oh, I got to clean that up.
Isn't that the worst though? Because I do that too. I'm like, anybody who's ever had to do the edits or do a pre-recorded show or any sort of like when you're interviewing, like, well, you and I, because I've known you for some time, we can just like banter back and forth. Yeah, you know, what's going on with you? Ha ha ha, blah, 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 blah. But when you interview like someone new or something and something sounds wrong in the interview and you're like, you're going to put it to air, then with your anxiety, like I'm speaking like how I think, it's like, what if I make them sound stupid? What if I make this sound wrong? Then they're going to hear it. They're going to be like, I'm never going to do an interview with Gunnar again. I'm never going to do an interview with Lila again. And like the possibilities of anxiety that go through my brain, it's just like, it doesn't sound as bad as you think it does.
Well, I have found it was a bad edit. It was my bad edit, and I did need to clean it up. But I have found that doing these shows since COVID, having to do a show ahead of time and pre-record it, is like 1,000 times more work than me popping into the radio station, pressing on, and blah, 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 throw a CD in, blah, 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 throw a CD in, and bye, folks, and off we go. Like, it's
done.
Way more work.
Yeah. But the work ethic in your mind hasn't, it's still there from the days when you graduated the radio program. When did you attend the radio broadcasting at Mohawk College? And was it under Brian Bolt's tutelage?
I graduated from radio broadcasting in 97, and I graduated from broadcast journalism in 98. So I did 3 years with Mohawk College.
3 years. Okay, so back then it was only a 2 year for radio and 1 year for journalism?
I did 2 years of radio, and since the first year of both the radio and the journalism program were essentially all the same, they just said, you can just do 1 year of journalism and because you already had all like the prerequisite stuff for first year.
Yeah.
So that's how I got my double diploma in 3 years.
Nice. Good for you. It looks great on the wall.
It does. And I have them in my nice Mohawk College frames and, you know, they look very, very spiffy.
Well, we'll get into a whole other show about your love of frames, apparently. So, so you started back, you said 97, that era? That's where you graduated?
Yeah, I think I started 95. And yes, Brian Bolt was one of my teachers then. And Russ Ellman was one of my teachers too. He taught like all the CRTC and history piece. And that was also when Andy Posthumous was the station manager for, back then it was still CHMR. You had to get the little special hookup to listen to it on cable
before
we actually went to FM.
Yeah, I was asking Conway about that. And Jamie Allen about when that it kind of started. But I was like, because there's only, they weren't too sure on all of that when the official thing was. I'm going to have to track down Andy when the actual station.
I have the satellite with the picture of the whole crew of us, because Conway and all of us are in this like group photo of the first day we went to air. And I went and wrangled all these guests of like Mohawk grads who were working in the biz, and it was like a whole day of solid wall-to-wall programming. And then the next day, Andy Posthumous sheepishly comes to me with his tail between his legs to explain that they were in violation of some sort of CRT something or other because they hadn't crossed all the T's and dotted the I's before right. they went straight to air, and they were interfering with somebody else's signal or something. And I was like, I was just basically like, you are not allowed to talk to me. Just like, get away from me.
It's because you're, well, that makes sense, because you're so excited and you're like, oh yeah, finally we're doing it, we're really on air, and we're, and you,
I'm
you
like,
get all the gas.
I said press releases and got all the media to cover this, and CHCH came and you, what? Yeah, I was so mad.
Well, but
I forgive him since, but
oh,
I was
sure.
trying to kill him then.
Yeah, in the moment I was trying to strangle him. But Lila, back then, you know, you, because we were just talking about joking about, you know, but the editing, and it's much easier to do it one way and the other. Like back then, you learned some different editing skills. They were a little bit older.
I believe it involved razor blades and what's that wax pen that you'd put on the reel-to-reel tape?
So all your...
China markers and razor blades.
China markers and razor blades. That was how you guys did all the edits and everything. So it's a lot different now. I mean, now it's all Adobe Audition, Pro Tools that everyone uses this time. But I mean, the work ethic there is still the same, and it's also, you want to still put the best quality out there. So that was instilled in you by going to school, correct?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we all had teachers and professors that were letting us know if our stuff was crap and telling us how to make it, you know, quality that was appropriate for professional broadcast. So
yeah.
that was what we were all trying to achieve, whether we were students at school or volunteers at the radio station. We always had, you know, those people sort of checking in on us. Although I did tell a very funny story. So what was it? 4 years ago, I won for Best Journalist Arts and Culture at the Hamilton Independent Media Awards. And I did share the embarrassing story of Lila's very first time doing a show on air.
Well, that was one of my questions, but go ahead.
And Andy Posthumous tuning in. Well, he finally phoned me like partway through the show because I kept making mistakes. And I go, sorry. He phoned up, he said, Lila, if you say sorry one more time, you're on air. Sorry, Andy. Oh, he said sorry again.
These are... That's very real radio for me when someone's apologizing in air constantly. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I was always...
I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
You don't care.
You just don't care.
It's supposed to happen.
Yeah. I meant that. I totally meant to say sorry 92 times in the middle of an interview on air. Yeah, it's one of those things. Hey, I'm talking to Lila Miklos from Center Stage here on The Hawk, formerly, I guess, C101, CHMR, Indie 101, and all those fun things. When was your first show at CHMR, C101? Is that, when was the first, what was your slot, and what kind of music were you playing at the time?
I first started when I was still a student, and I think I was doing Sunday mornings or Saturday mornings, one or the other.
Right.
And it was like a 4-hour slot. It was some ridiculous length of time because nobody wanted to do that slot. Just probably Sunday morning.
Sure.
And I was doing instrumental music, and it was called Novox. So I was playing like movie soundtrack scores,
right,
and classical music and that sort of stuff and what have you. And yeah, that's how it started. And then once I graduated and was working, doing a 4-hour time slot, was not going to be very conducive to my lifestyle. So I said, hey, Andy, how about I do a 1-hour show, and
right,
it's Broadway musical. That's eventually where it went to. And
right,
and it's been that ever since. So it's been Center Stage with Lila Miklos ever since after I graduated, I'm pretty sure. So since 98.
That's a long time for a show to be on air. For you to,
yes,
consecutively do a show like that, that's a big commitment.
And it evolved over time. It started off music only, so it was me playing. I basically was inspired by Richard Azunian, used to do a show on CBC Radio called Say It With Music.
Right.
That was just all Broadway soundtrack scores or cast recordings, I should say.
Sure.
And sometimes he'd have theme weeks, or sometimes it'd be an album. So I sort of ripped off his format.
Oh, good
and
for you.
Then he didn't have the show anymore. They weren't airing it. So I'll just do my version of Say It With Music. And then it evolved over time. So first it was just music, and then I started having reviews.
Right.
And then it became more interviews. So now sometimes the show's music, sometimes the show's interviews, sometimes it's interviews, reviews. But now more and more over the years, people actually bug me. They say, Lara, I've got a new show. Can our cast come and do your show? I'll be like, sure.
That's great, yeah.
So Yeah.
Yeah, it's great content, and that's what the show is all about now. What was, when you started, though, what was the, do you remember some of the first Broadway music that you were playing?
Well, I used to go and troll the shelves at the Hamilton Public Library a lot, and they had a pretty significant Broadway musical CD selection. So there was lots to pick from. Mm-hmm. And then over time, I'm trying to remember his name, Eric.